Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings and hotel. Welcome to the Pyramid. We're glad that you're and your sample of short stories. What if you were of this segment. We'd love to have you. Come and join us. For those of you who enjoy Taylor Perry, I'm sure you have the gift inside of you. How could we talk about writing? They both go together. So, did you know it? That we will be covering not only reading material, but also writing. Why don't you try your hand at writing a line or two, or even a playwright? You might find that you are quite gifted and clever and creative. Come on in this room and join us. We'd like for you to join us and listen to our segments. We'll be playing segments from short stories from around the world and playwrights, famous playwrights. You do want to join us this evening. We like to welcome those of you who have been wanting to venture into writing but didn't know how. The way you venture into writing, you just start writing, and you don't stop. You keep a journal, and you write. Ladies and gentlemen, what I will be presenting to you is excerpts from my journal and the short story journey that I've been going on for the last 10 years. Now I'm finally ready to bring them forward, and my main collection is called The Lily Pad. Within that collection, we have segments and playwrights such as Aunt Maddie's Sister's Children. They're Coming to Stay at Our House, Skipping School, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. These are just some of the short stories that have been combined, in addition to audio books on tape. And then finally, At the Beach, these are all stories that occurred right here in my hometown. Diddy and Son's Dog. These are some of the stories I will be reading to you, or they might even be on my audio book. Now, I'd like to also intrigue you to start listening to other stories and audio books on tape. For those of you who have just not come into your own yet, for reading, you can listen to audio books on tape. And you can write a few lines or two in your journal. That's how you become a writer, ladies and gentlemen. We decided to feature To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. Now, we're going to bring on that music of Young, Gifted, and Black a little bit later on this month. We had a little difficult time trying to download it. However, the whole topic of Nina Simone and her whole journey in her musician ability for playing as a classical pianist and her effort to create the song To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. You know that's where it's at, and that's a fact. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to stay tuned for station identification, and we'll be right back at you in the atmosphere and asking you to come in to sit down and be able to join us. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, and get your dancing shoes on because we're going to start dancing a little bit earlier this week, and we want to have you come in and get relaxed. So I'm going to play some relaxing music, probably a little sleeping music right now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks for joining us. And we will have our chat room open for those of you who would like to sit in and pose your questions. Just come right in and have a seat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to intrigue you to some listening, not only music, but this is a playwright. And I want to see how clever you are and if any of you can recognize the characters that are in this play. Stay tuned and enjoy.
Tight and pink clothes, scrubbed so well, waving in the dirty wind of the city.
My people are poor.
And they are tired.
And they are determined to live.
Our south side is a place apart.
Each piece of our living is a protest.
State of Illinois, Department of Health, Division of Vital Statistics, Certificate of Birth, Registration Number 21383, Date of Birth, May 19, 1930. Place, County of Cook, Chicago, full name of child.
Lorraine Hansberry.
Sex, female, legitimate?
Yes.
Father.
Carl A. Hansberry, 533 Old Calumet Avenue.
Father's color, Negro.
Correction, black.
Father's birthplace.
Glaston, Mississippi.
Present occupation?
United States Deputy Marshal.
Mm. Mother?
Nanny Perry.
Color? Negro.
Correction, black.
Number of children of this mother, born alive and now living?
4.
My childhood, Southside summers, were the ordinary city kind, full of those street games and rhymes that anticipated what some people insist on calling modern poetry. Oh, Mary Mac, 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 all dressed in black, 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 with a silver button, button, buttons all down her back. Back, back, she asked her mother, mother, mother for 50 cents, cents, cents to see the elephant, elephant, elephant. I remember skinny little Southside bodies, about fives and tens of us, panting the delicious hours away. And the voice of authority.
Yes, you may. You may take one giant.
One drew all one breath, and tightened one's fist, and muscles in the legs to make one giant step. It's a long time. One forgets. Why was it important to take a small step or a teeny step or one giant step? A giant step to where? Even standing on the back porches, there are screen doors slammed in the dark. It was a very, very special summertime sun. And sometimes, when Chicago nights got too steamy, we'd go out to the park where it was cool. We'd sit on the grass. And as usual, the thing fresh and cut lemon or melon. That evening, would lie on his back, as fathers must, and explain about how men thought the stars above us came to be, and how far away they were. I never did learn to believe that anything could be as far away as that, especially the stars.
My mother once took us south to visit a Tennessee birthplace one summer when I was, seven or eight. I woke up while we were still driving through some place called Kentucky. And my mother was pointing out to the beautiful hills and telling my brothers about how her father had run away and hidden from his master in those very hills when he was a little boy. She said that his mother had wandered among the wooded slopes in the moonlight and left food for him in secret places. They were very beautiful hills, and I looked out at them for miles and miles after that, wondering who and what a master might be. I remember being startled when I first saw my grandmother rocking away on her porch. All my life I had heard that she was a great beauty. But no one had ever remarked that they met a half century before. The woman that I met was as wrinkled as a prune and could hardly hear and barely see and always seemed to be thinking of other times. Ah, but she could still rock and talk and even make wonderful cupcakes, which were like cornbread, only sweet. She died the next summer, and that was all I remember about her, except that she was born in slavery and had memories of it. And they didn't sound anything like Gone with the Wind.
It was a moonrise, and when she touched my hand, It was a true star's falling.
Hell, what you always running off for? You want to catch yourself another whipping, boy?
Don't run off all the time.
What you got there? Hannibal, Master find out you done stole that Bible. You're going to be in trouble bad.
You mean you was born in trouble, Master?
Well, what you think the Lord think of somebody that would steal the holy book itself?
What do you think I would do with the Bible, Sarah? Sarah, I can read it.
Oh, shucks. I can
read, sir. Listen. The book of Jeremiah.
Oh, you can make them mark that for real. You can memorize some prayer meetings.
No, Sarah. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, then would I fly away and be at rest.
Mm-hmm. That's where you go all the time. Somebody to learn in you. Don't you know what they do to you if they find out?
And you let me find out. Hey, look at that. Look at that big old fat star shining way up down the back. 1, 2, 3, 4. The make of the Dipper. That's the big Dipper there. The old drinking Lord herself. Coming straight to the North Star. Sure is bright tonight. Sure it makes good traveling light tonight.
Shh.
A fair point due north. Follow the drinking gold. Follow the drinking gold. For the old man's waiting for to carry you to freedom. If you follow
the
drinking
gold.
Follow.
Talk like him.
If you follow.
God knows you sure do think like him. In time, I reckon, you can go just like him.
You think Isaiah got all the way to Canada's air? Sure he did. I bet you that. But he worked in a lumber yard or something and got himself a wife and maybe a house and something.
You mean if he's alive, Hannibal?
Oh.
He's alive, all right. He's alive.
And he's free. I met him here that night to bring him food and an extra pair of shoes. He was standing right over there. Right over there. With the moonlight streaming down on him. And he was breathing hard. Lord, that boy was breathing so hard, you could almost hear him on the other side of the woods. He didn't say nothing to me. Nothing at all. I just handed him the parcel. He put it in his shirt. Give me kind of a push on the shoulder. Here. And then he turned and lit out through the wood like lightning. He was bound out of this place.
Hello. You want to go, don't you? How do you know it's so much better to run off?
I don't know. Just know what it is to be a slave.
You're a slave, Hannibal. But this woman's ain't got it so bad. No one knows how to bend a little.
No, nothing bend. Me, I'm the only kind of slave I could stand to be. A bad one. Every day that come and every hour that pass that I got sense to make a half a step through for a whole. Every day that I can pretend sickness instead of health and to be stupid instead of smart. Lazy instead of quick, I aims to do it. And the more pain you give the master, and the more it costs him, the more Hannah will be a man. The way I look at it, every slave ought to run off before he dies.
couldn't go, Hannibal. I'm too delicate. My breath wouldn't hold out from here to the river.
No, that's you, purified as you is.
Hannibal, wait.
Don't you worry, little Sarah. I'll be back. I'll come back and find you. Mama, too. Is she still living? I'll surely do that thing.
Don't talk to me about Ryan, Anna.
So, there you have it. In listening to some of the segments of the short stories, these are the ones that gave us the ideas to be playwrights. And I'm giving you an opportunity to listen to them once again to inspire the writer that's within you. And if you have a story to tell, it doesn't have to be about Hannibal or running off out of slavery, but it could be about your inner city experience. And you can take it from the viewpoint of being locked in society and locked out of society. Write about those experiences. Put them down on paper. And I want you to hear that so you can recognize the various different orators and their voices. I'm sure you recognize the main outstanding male voice, and I want to get back to you tomorrow to ask you if you recognize James' voice in there, James' voice, and how it is so distinguished. And other voices whose name come to you and you recognize. Ladies and gentlemen, we're all writers, and we all have the capability within us. The stories that I'm about to share with you later on during this month will be stories from my own repertoire, from my life and my family interaction. They're stories that could be presented that people want to hear about. They want to know what your life is like, and you have a story to tell, too. I took my stories from my childhood from the lily pad. My uncle was a great storyteller here in town, and he wrote stories. He inspired me to write. I took some of his stories and recreated them, such as Diddy and Dog and Son's Dog. That is a story that I took from his lifestyle. I also created the story of Aunt Maddie's Sister's Children, and this story is a true story. So you will be hearing from me about those stories. They're all on audio book tape, so you'll be able to hear them on the audio tape. They're now being transcribed to a manuscript so that they can actually be put in our family's library and made available. So let me talk to you about the Writer's Workshop. I want to take some time to go over to the throne, and we're going to talk about the seven spiritual lifelines of power. As I indicated to you earlier, these are spiritual lifelines of power that African Americans should know about. And I'm bringing you the seven spiritual lifeline. Number one, guidance, justice, protection, creativity, wisdom, and J-Lo Harish, and power. J-Lo Harish, or Olorun, is the name of Olorun, the African god as we know it. The seven spiritual powers of lifeline is a part of my emblem, and I bring you those spiritual lifelines. Let's go over to the throne of grace so we can pour our libation, and we're not going to stop doing this ritual until you get it down pat. Now, for setting up your altar, you can put your seven glasses of water or your nine glasses of water. I recommend you put the seven, and you have one for your mother spirit and your father spirit. And pouring your libation, you can call on your heroes and sheroes. I like to call on those deities that have transitioned. But first of all, I must pay homage to my higher self, and that is Akamare, Oladulamare. I pour libation to Oladulamare and say Ashe. I pour libations to my father's spirit, and I pour him a glass of water and say, drink well, Father. I pour libation to my mother, and I say, drink well, mother, and quench your thirst. I pour libation to the east, and I call on the honorable Elijah Muhammad and Sayashe. I pour libations to the West, and I call on Nina Simone. Nina Simone, thank you for giving us to be young, gifted, and black. Help us to realize what the slogan means and what it does for our young people to empower them. Help us as elders to understand to be young, gifted, and black means to pass on the lineage, the heritage, the history, and the customs and traditions. And I say to Nina Simone, thank you for your great songs. Ashe. I'd like to call on the Honorable Dr. Carruthers, and I pour libation to the South, and I call forth all of the comedic priests and priestesses. May you hold up the name of Dr. Carruthers, and I say Ashe. I pour libation finally to the North, and I call on Dr. Martin Luther King and Sweet Coretta, that the emblem and the statue that was unveiled to reveal your presence here, Dr. King, let your dream come alive for the young people. Let them understand what it is to be young, gifted, and black, and the power and the benefit of being young and having your youth. Show them that they too can create the actual institute that will be peace segments, and let us exemplify peace and carry out the peace mission, and I say Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, you ought to do this periodically to acknowledge your rituals and your traditions. These are our traditions and our rituals. We don't expect anyone to tell them to us to do this. We do this because we keep our heritage alive, and we have more than a heritage. We have a culture. We have a history. And what I just played for you on the recording was a part of our history. Going through the community as African Americans, being on the system, on welfare, so to speak, you were still treated as if you were in slavery. Your names had to be accounted for the Census Bureau, and you had to be acknowledged as Negro. As you see, the two characters in the story exemplified and mandated that they be called black. That was the beginning of their transition into consciousness, leaving the status of Negro. Negro did not come from a name that we created for ourselves. It is a Spanish name that was given to us. And we decided to become black at one point in our life because we were young, gifted in black, and it meant something to be black. And as you notice in the recording, there was emphasis put on family members being black and giving dignity to their parents and their roles and their position. As you listen to these audio tapes, which I will be playing periodically throughout this month, you will gather the James Earl Jones voices, and you will gather the outstanding son. You will begin to use these orators in your home. They are a part of reading. For those of you who have youngsters who are not yet reading, play these audio tapes. Go to the library and rent them, buy them, and keep them in your home so that they're part of your reading repertoire. It will teach your children to have a desire to want to write. Allow them to keep a journal. Check their journals and let them act out plays. We will be acting out plays. My purpose for coming on this audio radio station was so that we could recruit people to take parts in plays and read and have an orator and a moment where they can have stories right on the audio radio. Now, if you have never tried out for a part in a play, you ought to. I've had the opportunity for trying out for leading roles and using my voice to sing as well as to read. It's very important that you get a chance to be a part of a playwright. It brings about camaraderie, and it also bonds the cohesiveness of the community. My main objective is to bring into Project 2019 a series of playwrights so that we can bring these plays to our community and we can tell our story. And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't told your story yet, you should be about the business of telling your story. Allow your children to record their voices in a tape recorder. Capture the moment of family events. record Thanksgiving dinner, have children go back and retell their story, and you collectively let them dictate to you, or even when they get older, let them dictate the story, and you capture it in an audio tape and then go back and transcribe it. We're going to be talking about what does it mean to be young, gifted, and black, and you're a playwright. Now, Tyler Perry, how did he aspire to become a playwright? Did he get so poor and down out, he said, well, I'll just start writing, or was it in him to write? Did his parents put something in him to be a writer? All of our parents should be putting something in us to be recorders and recorders of the history. As I grew up, I was told to write down and keep a diary. I kept my diary all the way until I became a senior of 50 years old. I was able to recapture my diary and pull things out. And what you're getting in my short stories is a bit of my diary, some of the secrets that I held close to my heart that I'm now releasing in the form of audio books. So you'll be able to hear them on the next segment, and I'll ask you your opinion and what you think about it. The whole collection's title is called The Lily Pad, and this is the pad of our family's name, Lily. So they were drawn from the storytellers from my mother's side of the family, who were great storytellers, and they came from a perspective of the Geechee people. And they told their rendition of the Geechee people who spoke French. And they spoke choppy and very fast. But nevertheless, they were singers and orators, and they captured and collected their history. And I tried to recapture it by putting some of that information in my stories. And as you listen to the stories, you'll be able to see that we all are capable of doing the very same thing, writing down our history and recapturing our stories. For those youngsters, some of these stories will be great stories for you to listen to. However, some of these may be stories for adults. We've written stories like The Christmas Story. All of you have had an episode where you went in to peep in to find out what your Christmas gifts were. You've got your own story. Why don't you tell it? And many of you have skipped school before and went out fishing instead of going to school. How many times have you sat on the dock of the bay just waiting for the fish to come? It's creative to be able to talk about the things you did when you were in elementary and high school and go back and recapture it for your children. Your writings can be valuable asset, and they can be put into a collection and given to your family members at the family reunion. So they become valuable. So what if you don't put them on the market and sell them? Some of you might want to put them on the market. It's very influential to talk about your history and to pass down that information through audio. Now, how do you write a play? And what do you do for the characters? What kind of imagination do you have to have in order to create these characters and change the voices of the characters if you're playing all the characters? I have written plays where I've played all the characters and had to change my voice for each one. How difficult. I'd rather recruit someone to be a part of the playwright to help me. So during Project 2019 and inauguration, we are going to be implementing playwrights to incorporate for the family so that the community can get involved and they can try out for parts in the play. We want this community center to come alive so that the family members could feel a part of a unity that exists within the whole block. And we want those talented people who have been hidden away to come forward. Why don't you call in and read your aspect of a play? Find something like Raisin in the Sun or Gone with the Wind and read that with urgency and put affluencia on it and put a twist on it of your own. This is what reading is all about. This is how you make reading fun. You don't just read textbooks. You read books that will create a story, a haven, and give you a chance to be creative. That's what I'm trying to make this Care to Read class, an easy one to digest so that you can enjoy it, so that when you leave this classroom, you want more and more and more. And I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Omi's writing workshop, because that's exactly what it is. I had to cover sugarcoat it so you wouldn't realize you're getting a writer's workshop. But I want to encourage you to bring your writing in. Don't be afraid if it's not up to par. My work is not all finished yet either. I have bits and pieces that I'm pulling together, and I'm trying it out on you. You could try your work out on me. Bring it in. I'd like to hear it, and I'd like to see what you have going on and how you can remember your childhood dreams and what you've done that you feel that is very important that you want to tell the world. So why don't you come back in tomorrow and join me, and we'll talk about it together, and we'll be able to laugh and have fun and enjoy oratory and reading. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, for joining me this evening, and we do encourage you to come into the Care to Read room. If you care to read, come in and read something that you've been working on, have you written. We might even ask you to be a part of a playwright. Join us tomorrow and wake those sleepy children up and let them listen too, because some of these stories might intrigue them. We'll see you tomorrow, and we say on that note, oh, double and baba boy to you, y'all. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.